Several dozen young people have banded together this summer to help clean up neighborhoods on Milwaukee's north side. The goal is to eventually reduce crime. WUWM's Marty Michelson visited the Garden Homes neighborhood and spoke with people involved in the Safe Zone initiative. About 25 young people are gathered in Garden Homes Square, a huge park on Milwaukee's north side. They're ambassadors with the Safe Zone Initiative, a city program federal money helps fund. One member is Antonio Williams, a neighborhood resident. He says one of the group's first activities will be to clean up the park. Williams says the ambassadors also are urging other residents to pitch in.
We go door to door and we speak with residents, and residents talk about the safety of the park. How about the cleanliness of the park as well? Mm-hmm. You are the company you keep. If this place looks nasty, then it's going to bring nasty company. If we clean up the areas, maybe we can stop some of the monkey foolishness that goes on around it.
Fellow ambassador Aaliyah Bowman says the park has become a hub of illegal activity, and many people who live in the area are fed up.
They want their kids to be able to come to the park and play. No one wants to have to constantly come back and run back and forth to the park wondering, have my child been shot? Have anything happened to my child at the park? What is my child seeing at the park? What is my child learning at the park?
Bowman and the other Safe Zone ambassadors went through several days of training in June. Community activist Khalil Coleman helped provide it. He says the training included strategies to recognize and reduce a number of crimes, including human trafficking.
How do they deal with something like that? How do you report something like that? How do you notice the signs of someone being in human trafficking?
Anita Pyant has lived in the area for more than 40 years. She thinks the ambassadors can make a wealth of difference, forging connections among neighbors.
We have a lot of elderly who live alone in this area, and we have a lot of young people with no place to go, no job, they're homeless, no motivation. Some of their parents may be incarcerated or whatever. So we have an elderly person over here who can use the energy of a young person. We have the young person who can use the wisdom of the elderly people. We can match people together. We become self-sufficient again.
Hyatt says she hopes the city can get more people involved in the program. Alderman Ashanti Hamilton helped secure the federal grant to begin the initiative in the Garden Homes neighborhood. He says he's pleased with the results so far.
They've been out here for about a week already, and the response, the community response to them, I've just been impressed with.
Hamilton says he's going to apply for additional grants in the hope of establishing safe zones in several other troubled areas. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.